Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. A group of outstanding storytellers will be in East Lansing for a show at MSU's Wharton Center Wednesday night. The Moth Main Stage brings a live performance of the Moth Radio Hour program to audiences all over the country. To learn more about the Moth, Current State Scott Pohl talked with producer Jennifer Hickson.
What is the Moth, and where did the name come from?
Well, the Moth is a nonprofit. We put on shows of people telling stories. It's a very simple concept. We live in this digital age, and I think people are really hungry right now for people to sit around the campfire, which we don't always have so many campfires around. So now we put it on a stage, and we have shows all over the country where we invite people to get on stage, tell stories, and we don't interrupt them. We just let them go on. And the name came from our founder, George Dawes Green, who's a poet and writer. He grew up in Georgia and would tell stories with friends with a bourbon and share tales. And this one group of friends would meet on a porch quite often, and there were some holes in the screen of the porch, and moths would come in as the night grew long, and so they started to call themselves the Moth. And when George moved to New York and really wanted more time for people to tell stories, he decided, I'm going to have a night at my house, and I'm going to call it the Moth. I'm just going to invite a couple of my friends who are cool and have neat stories. And it has grown and grown, and so now we're putting on a show in East Lansing, Michigan.
I want to know if there are any rules that you give your storytellers.
Well, number one, the stories need to be true. We also have a time limit on stories. We ask that they're 10 to 12 minutes, and we have a timekeeper on stage who will give them a little note that acts as a vaudevillian hook, although we never actually drag anybody off stage with a hook. But the violin note is a gentle reminder, time to wrap it up here. We don't encourage people to do stand-up comedy or just be confessional. It really needs to be a story. We ask folks to look for turning points in their lives. Not necessarily a giant change, although some of them are, but just identify a moment in your life. That's the difference between an anecdote and a story. One is just, an anecdote is something that happened that could be very amusing, and a story, by our definition, is the storyteller's changed. The storyteller sees life a little differently after whatever happened.
If you want the stories to be true, to what lengths, if any, do you go to verify that these stories are true to life?
Well, we don't do a whole lot of fact-checking, but we work very closely with the storytellers, and we trust them to tell the truth. That's kind of as far as it goes. Personal stories are subjective. Obviously, if someone said they were an opera singer at the Met, I would pretty much believe that they were. It would be pretty outrageous for someone to push that any further and pretend they were an opera singer or they played for the Mets. But all these stories happen in our lives, and time alters them slightly, but we weren't there, so it isn't journalism, the stories, but they are true as the storyteller remembers them, is how I think we like to phrase it.
Well, tell me about the storytellers who will be in East Lansing.
We have got quite a wonderful bunch for you. Three of them are from Michigan, so I'll start with them. We have Horace Sanders. He's a guy from Detroit. He's a stand-up comedian, but his story is, although it's funny, it's a true story from his life. And I'm sure this one, I have seen the pictures, everything. I've seen all the corresponding documents to go with his story. He's a funny man who has a relationship story. He has a wife and 9 children, and so he's telling a story about a time when things changed in his life for a while. And also from Michigan, Auburn Sandstrom, who her story takes place in Ann Arbor when she's an undergraduate student. No, I think actually she's a graduate student, and it's about a pretty dark time in her life when a little bit of light came in and changed things for her. And Tina Zimmerman is from where she's from, let's see, in Manchester, Michigan, and she was a stay-at-home mom and is now a clergy person, and her story is about making that change from being a full-time mom to working in the church. And then some other folks that we're bringing in from other places. We have Bobby Stoddard, who's a carpenter from Vermont, who has a story about a crazy incident on a ski slope. And Taylor Negron, who's an actor. He's from Los Angeles and New York. And his story is about when his childhood dream comes true and he gets a monkey as a pet. And the monkey is, well, you'll just have to come and see the show. But it wasn't all that he thought he would be.
The theme for the night is Twist of Fate, and I assume all these stories reflect that theme.
They do. Twist of Fate is one of our favorite themes because this is where all stories happen. It's not a story if your life is just going on as usual and everything happens as planned. It's always in those moments when something you didn't expect come up that turn you in a different direction, set you down a different path, and change your life, ultimately change your life. Not all twists of fate are end up that way, but many of them. If you think back on your own life, you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got that job because I ran into that person, or I fell in love because I happened to go to that that meeting that day. So many things that happen to us are a twist of fate.
A twist of fate can be a good thing, and it can be a bad thing.
That's absolutely right, and that will be reflected in this evening. You'll see.
When you travel around the country with The Moth, is the theme typically consistent from show to show to show, and are the storytellers the same from show to show to show?
No, every place we reuse things because we like them, but we try to change up our stories all the time. No two Moth story shows are the same, ever. Maybe there'll be a story in there that's the same, or one or two storytellers who we've worked with in another city and decided, oh, we'd like to bring them along because they're so much fun. But we always take some local people and work with them. And also, the stories themselves are a little bit different because our stories aren't written down and rehearsed like in a play. They are remembered, the storyteller remembers them on stage. Of course, we have worked out parts of them, and up there, of course, will be phrases that someone says exactly the same over and over, just as we do in our stories. I know there's stories I've told again and again, and I'm sure you too. You know, the punchline, you always deliver it the same exact way. Your favorite and best stories sort of have a little rhythm to them. But even the stories are different as we go to different places. People who are repeating storytellers, the story takes on a different flavor in a different city.
Listeners who hear The Moth program every week are familiar with Ophira Eisenberg, who's also hosting the program in East Lansing. For people who are listening to this interview who aren't familiar with her, tell me about Ophira Eisenberg.
Well, she is a hilarious comedian, but also a wonderful storyteller. She hosts a trivia radio show called Ask Me Another, but she has been, way before she took on that job, she has been hosting The Moth for us for many years. We have a little program called, it's not little actually, it's all, they're in cities all over. There's one in Ann Arbor and in Detroit every month, a thing called a Story Slam, which is an event that's open to anybody. We put out a theme, you know, the theme will be busted or revenge or love hurts or joy. And people come and prepared with a 5-minute story, and it's a competition. And Ophira has been hosting those competitions for us for many years. They're really fun nights and populated by all local people. So, you know, you'll hear your dentist, your cab driver, your dog walker, your math teacher, all sorts of people get up and tell stories. Actually, and two of the people from Tina Zimmerman and Auburn Sandstrom I found at the Story Slam in Ann Arbor. And they told stories that really stood out, and I just thought, wow, these are cool women, and they have more, and let's try and give them the space to tell a longer story. So now they're bumped up from 5 minutes to 10 to 12 now, so they're getting to stretch their legs a little more.
For the benefit of people who aren't familiar with The Moth, there are podcasts of full The Moth programs. Also, individual stories are sent out via podcast. It might be a way for people to try out a couple of them. In fact, I remember hearing the story about getting a monkey on a podcast. So people can maybe try it out that way and then decide to come to the show in East Lansing having had a taste for it.
You are so right. But I will tell you, the monkey story that you heard was a different getting a monkey story.
Oh, really?
There's more than one. Can you believe it? Yes, because I don't believe the one, the Taylor story, has not been podcast yet. So I believe you're talking about Ari Handel's monkey story. I hadn't realized we had more than one monkey story, but come on.
Now you have me intrigued.
Yes, more than one monkey story. We don't go out seeking monkey stories. They come to us. I don't know how it happened, but...
One last thing I want to make sure we point out is that the show might be advisable for those 18 and up. There might be some material and stories that wouldn't be suitable for some children.
That's true. I think that I don't think this story has anything racy, but there's some disturbing content. There's definitely a sad moment or two, but yeah, it's hard when you do something called storytelling. Everybody always naturally thinks that it's for children. But this is more grown-up storytelling, because we need stories too. Grown-ups like them also.
Jennifer Hixon, it's been great fun talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you, East Lansing, for having us.
Jennifer Hixon is producer of The Moth, coming to the Wharton Center on the MSU campus at 7:30 on Wednesday evening. For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.